You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, catch me up. What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
Yeah, we had a fun weekend. It was pretty darn busy. Started off Friday night with the Nuggets game. Believe it or not, I went to the Nuggets game. And, buddy.
You were bad luck.
I know. It was such a disgusting game. My God, they looked really, really bad. But I see they clinched playoffs or something, right?
They did, yeah.
So that's good. But yeah, I went with my buddy. It was his son's birthday, and his son is best friends with my kiddo, with Reed. So we got four tickets, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll buy some tickets for us, and we'll go." I was like, "That's cool. Let's go." We ended up. This is the highest I've ever been in Ball Arena. We were at the top row. I mean, you couldn't go any higher in Ball Arena. You could touch the ceiling. There was nobody behind us, and we were way the hell up there.
Isn't that kind of fun, though, in a way?
Which, honestly, was kind of fun. It was really neat. You do get a pretty cool view of the court and then just everyone in the stadium. And we had our binoculars, so I was scoping out the owner's suite for a majority of the night. And hello to Mr. Kroenke. He was there. We were checking him out. Stan himself was there up in the owner's suite. That's a Mac Daddy suite they got up there. My God, it's really nice.
Have we ever known anybody who got a tour of the special apartment that's upstairs?
Yeah, his loft or whatever. I don't. They would know. When I interned over there, they were like, "That is so off limits. Nobody, don't even think about it."
I'd like to find a way for us to finagle a little tour in there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of finagling, I made a few phone calls, and we spent second half of the basketball game in our company suite. So,
oh,
I was like, you guys feel like your own bathroom?
you weren't going to put up with nosebleed for long.
No, I was like, let's make a few calls, and yeah, I figured out who was in the suite, and they're like, "Come on in, come say hi to the clients and everything." I was
Who'd
like,
you
"Okay,
call? I gotta know who'd you call?"
Just a handful of people. It ended up being Casey, who was there, sweet Casey in our sales department. She's like, "Please come down. I want to introduce you to some people." I was like, "All right, we did that." And then Easter yesterday. My God, it was the Super Bowl for the holiest of holidays, right? And so we got our Sunday finest on, and we went to church, and then weaseled our way into my mom and dad's house and ate so much food last night. So I feel so lethargic today. Nick Nack made Watergate salad. Have you ever had Watergate salad?
That sounds familiar.
I should have, I do have it up. So it is also known as Pistachio Delight, which is my rap name. It is a side dish or dessert salad made from pistachio pudding, canned pineapple, whipped topping, little baby marshmallows, and then you can put crunched up nuts in it, which I told her, please don't put the crunched up nuts in there because I don't like crunchy things. And it was so trashy, but so good.
I have had that. So it's been years since I had it, but now I've brought back memories when you mentioned the pistachio.
Yeah.
And the pineapple.
As she was making it in the kitchen, I was like, "We're going to eat this? This is like really bad for you." She's like, "Hey, it's just one day. Let's give it a shot." And oh my God, just delectable.
Good,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And ham.
Sure. We had the spiral sliced ham.
Yeah.
And there was a long discussion about if you ever have to cook a ham. There was a debate going on in the kitchen.
You got to warm it up. It doesn't. It's cooked already, right?
It's smoked, usually. They have smoked hams. But I was trying to explain that my dad used to cook a ham. And Gretchen was saying, "You're misremembering." She goes, "He couldn't have cooked a ham." I said, "I'm sure that there are some that you can buy that need to be cooked. They can't.
Sure.
They don't 100% come smoked and pre-cooked."
But generally.
But that was a good 5-minute debate, you know, going on in the kitchen about that. And I said, "Well, maybe I misremember, but."
Did you do it in the crock pot?
That's
what? The way to do it. Heat it up slow and low, and the crock pot stays really moist. Mm.
No, I think she just stuck it in the oven on low for a while.
Oh, basic.
Sorry, it sure was good. And she made what she calls funeral potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the first things that I ever tried in my life that she had made. I think she made it for a potluck one time, and I tried it. But funeral potatoes, and a lot of people laugh and they say, "What are funeral potatoes?" And there's two answers to that. One is that they're the type of casserole type dish thing that people bring after a death in a family. And they deliver them, you know, like here, you know, people will just bring food when somebody dies. And so, A, they're called funeral potatoes because they are taken to people's houses after a funeral. And B, they are so full of bad stuff that they will kill you. Mm-hmm. So funeral potatoes have a double meaning to them.
Rich and buttery.
Rich, buttery, cream cheese. Just cheese. Just,
yeah. God, they're
name
so
it.
Good, though.
And our dessert was homemade carrot cake, which I know is a love-hate for a lot of people. But yeah, damn, I sure love it.
Great, man.
That frosting. So yeah, a bunch of bad food.
I was doing push-ups before the show this morning, so it's going to be a gym day and running day, and yeah, same, right?
Same.
I was like, oh, I'm so bloated. So much
salty
food.
And then
food.
I was out spreading more of that mulch, and so the pile is just about empty, but we are determined that we will step up our external groundskeeping of our house this year.
Nice.
It's never been bad, but we are just not the compete with the neighbor's house on must have best lawn, must have best shrubs, must have best trees, must have best garden. We will never be those people, but we are stepping it up. I don't know. We just feel kind of motivated this year to make it a little bit nicer.
Good. That's good.
So, not like I said, it's never been bad. It always looks good, but now we're like, let's just go ahead. It gets us outside.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Get you some exercise and work off those mashed taters.
Yeah, the funeral potatoes.
Hey, at some point, I do want to talk about orbs. I feel like this might be a bigger subject. My sister has orbs visiting her house, and she had another incident with somebody standing behind her while she was brushing her teeth and then turning around and nobody was there.
Now, let's point out that this is the same sister who had the shaking bed.
She and she had faces in her room growing up that would look at her in the corner and various things would happen in her room.
Yeah, your sister has a
bit
of a history
are back.
With
the orbs.
Seeing and feeling things.
Yes, so the orbs now are visiting her house and they're at my house now too. So,
they're traveling.
I want
orbs.
To know, there was a lot of research done over the weekend on whether these indoor cameras are picking up things that people are claiming to be spirits. But now I've got orbs at the house and I never have. And it was right after she had orbs at her house.
Yeah.
So we might have to talk about this. See if people have these cameras. They're picking up orbs. If they've had spirit encounters. The one about her in the bedroom was made my hair kind of perk up a little bit. It was really
the
scary.
Orb in the bedroom or the shaking bed?
It was an outline of a human like walking behind her and she saw it in the mirror and she turned around. Nobody was there. Pretty, yeah, I know.
Is your sister dropping acid or doing something like anything like that?
It's that salad she ate after eating.